Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these challenges, where every week we take a topic and we explore it in depth. Today's Tuesday, so we'll take the topic we introduced yesterday, and we'll see where it comes from in the Bible, what the Bible has to say about the difference between knowing somebody and knowing about somebody. Here's what Jesus had to say in his Sermon on the Mount, his most comprehensive teaching of what it meant to follow him. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. The one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and cast out demons in your name, and do mighty works in your name? And then will I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. Well, Jesus is confronting two common misconceptions about Christian faith. One, that Christian faith is all about words. You have to say some special magic words, and that's all that matters. The other misconception says, all that matters is what you do. It doesn't matter what you say. What matters is whether you are following the law, or doing this, or doing that. Both are misconceptions, because neither of them is the totality of what it means to follow Jesus, to know God personally. We're going to look at both of those this week, and today we're going to start with the part about words, the misconception of Christian faith that says it's just about words you say. Jesus said that people were someday going to say, Lord, Lord, to him, like it was a password to get through a set of gates. Now, I'm standing in front of some gates. They're not pearly gates, but there's a passcode to get through these gates. And even if I were to figure it out, I still wouldn't belong behind those gates. Just because I can guess the password doesn't mean I belong. Right now, our website at Redeem the Commute's been undergoing a pretty heavy attack. They call it a brute force attack, where computers are trying to guess our password over and over and over again, and eventually they're hoping they'll get it right. But even if they do, it doesn't mean they belong there. Knowing the password still doesn't mean you know the person behind the gate. That's what matters. Now, of course, saying, Lord, Lord, there's nothing wrong with that. Those are good words. To call Jesus Lord says something significant. For first century Jews, it would be reminiscent of God's name, Yahweh, which we still translate as Lord in English language Bibles. It would be reminiscent of declaring somebody's lordship or power over one's everyday life. It's a very respectful title. So clearly there's nothing wrong in calling Jesus Lord, Lord. They even say it twice. It's energetic. It's excited. It's Lord, Lord. That's not a bad thing in and of itself. What's wrong, however, is not the words. Words are right. It's the motivation that's wrong. It's the motivation that Jesus has an issue with. In the Christian faith, some people can act like all it means to be a Christian is that you said certain words, prayed certain words. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. We need to confess with our words whether we are following Jesus or not. There's nothing wrong with declaring that, and it's extremely important that we tell Jesus himself in prayer that we have decided to follow him. The verbal confession is really important. We never want to downplay that, but it can't be the entirety of Christian faith. If it were the entirety of Christian faith, you can imagine some of the abuses that would be involved. You could manipulate people into saying those magic words, even if they didn't mean it. It's also possible for that kind of Christian faith to be motivated out of fear, where people say these words just because they're afraid. You can imagine the rash of deathbed confessions there would be, where people knew they could do whatever they wanted in life, as long as they said some magic words before they died. Maybe you've experienced something like that. I know it's happened in history. There was a time where people decided to wait as long as they could before being baptized as Christians, just in case they messed up after being baptized. They didn't want that to happen, so they would have these deathbed conversions, which was very manipulative, and certainly not what Jesus had in mind, especially as he preached the Sermon on the Mount. Well, our words are often a window into our heart, and all through the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus has been talking about our heart and about our motivations. So it's important to verbalize those. We never want to downplay the importance of a verbal confession that Jesus is Lord, and we've decided to follow him. But it can't be all there is, so tomorrow we're going to see a different misconception about Christian faith that has to do with our actions. But first, I've got a question, and I would really encourage you not to do this alone, but share these discussions with somebody else in your life, maybe somebody from the train or the bus, from work, your neighborhood, just whoever you see. Share this with them. Even if you're apart during the day, you can both be watching the videos on the same days, and then whenever you're together, maybe you can go over the discussion question, talk about what you've been learning. It'd be a great way to start a deep friendship. Christian faith was just about saying the right words. How would this contradict what Jesus said earlier in the Sermon on the Mount or elsewhere? Have a great night. I'll see you tomorrow.